Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is your host Malaika, and this is season 2, episode 14. So I thought, you know, since Ramadan is right around the corner and like it's such a blessed month, why not try to memorize Allah's 99 names? Like, there's a lot of new reverts that we have welcomed into Islam, and I've gotten messages from, like, you know, my brothers and sisters who are reverted, and they just like don't even know like Allah has 99 names. Like, yes, Allah's name is Allah, but like he also has other names that we can call him by, so they're like not even that hard to memorize. It's super easy as long as we like do it every single day, you know. And since there's like 30 fasts, why not try to memorize like 5 names each day or something like that, you know? So it's like a good little Ramadan resolution that you can have for yourself as Ramadan starts. And yeah, because the good thing behind that is when you do memorize all of his names and you actually understand what they mean, like the meanings behind his names, the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us that you can enter paradise if you do that. And the source is Sahih al-Bukhari 7392. So I mean, it's a win-win situation. It's really not that hard to memorize his names. Like, it just takes practice and time. But honestly, we have all the time in the world. So let's get started with all 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so what I mean by entering Jannah by knowing his names and the meanings behind them and applying them in your everyday life is that, for example, if... Okay, so one of Allah's name is Al-Muiz, meaning the honorer. So if you honor and respect Allah, Allah is going to make other people respect and honor you even more. So when you do those 3 steps, that will make you enter Jannah. Because you can't just know the name and not know the meaning and not like apply it in your everyday life and expect to go to Jannah, because that's not how it works. You have to do all 3 in order for you to enter Jannah. And it's really not that hard, you guys. Like, his names are just so beautiful that even as like a little small deed makes you know it and gets you closer to entering Jannah. I know you're probably thinking, 99? Girl, that's a lot. It's not though, because listen, if we have 24 hours in the day and we take at least 5 to 10 minutes out of it to sit down and really like, let's say 5 names each day. So you take 10 minutes out of your day and you sit down and then you pick like 5 names. You can go in order or you can go wherever and memorize them. So for example, you can do Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Muiz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Rafi. Those are 5 names, and then figure out the meanings, like know what they mean, and then just memorize them over and over again, because the meanings are not really that hard. It's not like a whole paragraph that you have to memorize. It's like Al-Muiz, meaning the honor, Al-Rahman, meaning the most merciful, Al-Rahim, meaning the most glorious, Al-Jabbar, meaning the one, like the turner of the hearts, the knower of the hearts. It's really that easy. Like, you don't need to, like, don't overthink it. Okay, now let's get talking about it. I'm gonna do 10 names at like once. So number 1 is Ar-Rahman, the most or entirely merciful. Ar-Rahim, the bestower of mercy. Al-Malik, the king and owner of dominion. Al-Khuddus, the absolutely pure. As-Salam, the perfection and giver of peace. Al-Mu'mineen, the one who gives iman and security. Al-Muhaymin, the guardian, the witness, the overseer. Al-Aziz, the almighty. Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the restorer. Al-Mutakabbir, the supreme, the majestic. Al-Haliq, the creator, the maker. Al-Bari, the originator. Al-Musawwir, the fashioner. Al-Ghaffar, the all and most entirely forgiving. Al-Khar, the subduer, the ever dominating. Al-Wahhab, the giver of gifts. Al-Razik, the provider. Al-Fattah, the opener, the judge. Al-Alim, the all-knowing, the omniscient. And Kabid, the withholder. Al-Basit, the extender. Al-Khafid, the reducer, the upsayer. Al-Rafi, the exalter, the elevator. Al-Mu'iz, the honor, the bestower. Al-Muzil, the dishonor, the humiliator. Al-Sami, the all-hearing. Al-Basir, the all-seeing. Al-Hakam, the judge, the giver of justice. Al-Adil, the utterly just. Al-Latif, the subtle one, the most gentle. Al-Khabir, the acquainted, the all-aware. Al-Halim, the most forbearing. Al-Athim, the magnificent, the supreme. Al-Ghafur, the forgiving, the exceedingly forgiving. Al-Shakur, the most appreciative. Al-Ali, the most high, the exalted. Al-Kabir, there's Al-Khabir and there's Al-Kabir. So these two are different. Al-Khabir means the acquainted, the all-aware. And Al-Kabir means the greatest, the most grand. And then there is Al-Hafid, the preserver, the all-heedful and all-protecting. Al-Muqit, the sustainer. Al-Hasib, the reckoner, the sufficient. Al-Jalil, the majestic. Al-Karim, the most generous, the most esteemed. Al-Rakib, the watchful. Al-Mujib, the responsive one. Al-Wasi, the all-encompassing, the boundless. Al-Hakim, the all-wise. Al-Wadud, the most loving. Al-Majid, the glorious, the most honorable. Al-Bait, the resurrector, the raiser of the dead. Al-Shahid, the all and ever witnessing. Al-Haq, the absolute truth. Al-Wakil, the trustee, the disposer of affairs. Al-Qawi, the all-strong. Al-Mateen, the firm, the steadfast. Al-Wali, the protecting associate. Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy. Al-Mukhsi, the all-enumerating, the counter. Al-Mubdi, the originator, the initiator. Al-Mu'id, the restorer, the reinstater. Al-Muhayyi, the giver of life. Al-Mu'mit, the bringer of death, the destroyer. Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Al-Qayyum, the sustainer, the self-subsisting. Al-Wajid, the perceiver. Al-Majid, the magnificent. Al-Wahid, the one. Al-Ahad, the unique, the only one. As-Samad, the internal satisfier of needs. Al-Qadir, the capable, the powerful. Al-Muqaddir, the omnipotent. Al-Muqaddim, the promoter. Al-Mu'akhir, the delayer. Al-Awwal, the first. Al-Akhir, the last. Az-Zahir, the manifest. Al-Batin, the hidden one, knower of the hidden. Al-Wali, the governor. Al-Mutalli, the self-exalted. Al-Bar, the source of goodness, the kind benefactor. At-Twab, the ever-pardoning, the relenting. Al-Mutakim, the avenger. Al-Afu, the pardoner. Ar-Rauf, the most kind. Malik al-Mulk, master of the kingdom, owner of the dominion. Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, possessor of glory and honor, lord of majesty and generosity. Al-Muqsid, the recruiter. Al-Jami, the gatherer, the uniter. Al-Ghani, the self-sufficient, the wealthy. Al-Mughni, the enricher. Al-Mani, the withholder. Al-Addar, the distressor. Al-Nafi, the benefactor. Al-Nur, the light, the illuminator. Al-Hadi, the guide. Al-Badi, the incomparable originator. Al-Baki, the ever-surviving, the everlasting. Al-Warith, the inheritor, the higher. Al-Rashid, the guide, the teacher. And last but not least, As-Sabur, the patient, the forbearing. See you guys, it was that easy. It barely took me any time, and yeah, like, it's really that easy. So I'm going to be leaving the little link in the description of the episode so you guys can, you know, go study it yourself, inshallah, or you can just listen to this episode over and over again and just study with me and repeat after me. So yeah, it's really that easy. The meanings are beautiful because Allah is just so beautiful. His names are beautiful. And I know so many people with half of these names. So like I said, we're going to have people in our families or people we know who would have Allah's names. And it's just going to be like easy to memorize them because we already know their name. So you just got to know the meanings behind it and then apply them in your everyday life. And yeah, that's not really that hard. So yeah, you know, just make this a little resolution that you would want to start learning his names and memorize them, and inshallah you can enter Jannah by just doing this one small thing that barely takes any time. It probably takes practice, but not a lot of time, I would say. Okay guys, so this is it for this episode. I really hope you guys could learn from this, and hopefully you repeated some of the names, and hopefully maybe you knew some of these names, because I definitely did, and I think I know more than 20 actually, because when I was saying half of these names, I was like, oh wait, I know this one. So yeah, definitely I know more than 20, alhamdulillah, but I will definitely be studying and trying to, you know, maybe get to 99 if I can. If not, then I would say 50 is my goal, because I feel like I know at least like 30 or 25 maybe. So 50 is like a good amount. And yeah, that's it for this episode. I really hope you could learn, and inshallah, keep guiding yourself to the knowledge of the deen and stay on the right path. Okay guys, so this is it for this episode. And before any of you guys ask me, could you talk about Ramadan, Eid, or Laylatul Qadr? I actually have episodes up about those topics, so you can check them out inshallah whenever you want. But if you still have questions relating to any of them, then make sure to message me on Insta, because on these little Spotify Q&A's I can see your responses, but like I can't respond back to you. So if you want like a response from me, then you would have to message me on Instagram. So I will put my little Insta page link down below, and I would link the little 99 Names of Allah website as well, where you can study over it, or you can just listen to this episode over and over again. So yeah, I hope you guys learned from me and you could start memorizing these names inshallah. So yeah, until next time, fi amanillah.